adventurers. I am your dungeon master, Michael DeMauro, he, him. And with me is Jennifer Cheek.
Hi, everyone. I'm Jennifer Cheek, and my pronouns are she, her.
Tim Lanning.
Hey, everybody, it's great to be here. Thanks for having me. My pronouns are he, him.
Mike Bachman.
Hey, everybody, I'm Mike Bachman, and I'm playing Morrowind right this second. My pronouns are he, him.
And making her a triumphant return, Nika Howard.
Hey, sugar. It's me, Nika, and my pronouns are she, her.
Nika did have to battle Pat Edwards to the death.
Yes.
Pat is dead now. He did get one throw punch in on Nika.
Yeah.
And that is why she sounds like that.
Yeah.
But otherwise, it was pretty one-sided.
Yeah, he is dead as hell.
He's dead. Yeah, we killed him.
R.I.P. and Pepperoni Pat.
R.I.P. Pat.
Their Kickstarter's almost... It might have broken 100,000.
Yeah, it was looking real... It's looking real good.
It's juicy as hell.
Good for them.
Good for them, is what I say.
Yeah.
Go to the Instagram.
Go to the Instagram.
It's the link in the bio.
Go to the post for last episode.
There's so many ways to go.
There's so many ways. And click the link for the Kickstarter.
Yeah, because we have a special link. If you're just for some reason listening to this and didn't... Listen to the last couple episodes.
Yeah.
There's a special link.
Yeah,
weekly folks.
My joke is he's gonna put the desk mold in the wrong damn place and we're gonna get all the fucking money.
Oh, I was thinking we were gonna owe them money somehow.
Oh, that'd be funny too.
Well, they are very close to 100,000.
Yeah, they're doing it. I love those guys. So what else is going on? Jennifer, did you have a story?
I did have a story.
Let me go first.
That's actually fine because it actually goes during the recap.
Right, yeah.
It's irrelevant during the recap.
Yeah. I'm sure people are rolling their eyes, but I knew what she was going to do, and we're still in the plug zone. Two things, friendos, if that's your real name. Go to youtube.com/geeklyinc. There's videos there. Maybe by the time you're hearing this, I'll have a Rime of the Frost Maiden review/impressions thing. Maybe not. I don't know. But keep checking back there every day until it's there. Two, this Saturday, September 26th, me and the strongest adventurers in all the realm will be doing a Rime of the Frost Maiden, which is the new D&D book, on Saturday at 8 p.m. at this very twitch.tv/geeklyinc channel. And yeah, Rime of the Frost Maiden one shot. Nika, you're going to be there. And many other people will be there. Check my Twitter and you can see the other wonderful, fine folks.
It's a good group.
Yeah, from Fae Forge Academy, from friggin' Welcome to
Dicey
St.
Dicey Amazons.
Yeah, Dicey Amazons. Welcome to St. Paxton /
Greetings Adventurers.
Greetings Adventurers, Pope Zone. But yeah,
not at all.
That's the plug, baby. And you know you're gonna love it. It's gonna be so cold. And each of the characters has a dark secret. Well, that's not true. But everyone has a secret, and at least one of them is very dark.
Oh no,
Tim, is it this coming Saturday?
As they're listening to this for the podcast zone, it is this Saturday. If you're,
I can't believe you did that correctly.
Yeah, the 26th.
Hell yeah.
Awesome.
Life is full of what ifs. Some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome, like what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah. What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Dice
giveaway.
Hey, if do you like dice?
Me?
I fucking love them.
Oh, you must be referring to the Rime of the Frost Maiden dice.
Oh, my.
Also a part of the video that might be up on YouTube soon. If only there was a way that you could click a button and be notified with new videos. Stop yelling at me.
If you do like dice, and I saw everyone reaching for theirs, and hopefully they're all diehard dice.
Mine aren't.
Put them back down, because now we're giving some dice away.
Put them down.
Every week, we give away a set of beautiful diehard dice from DieHardDice.com. They are our official dice. We love them. They're very nice people by their math rocks.
Yeah, they're our pals.
Yeah, they got this new set. Go to I forget what they're called.
Oh, the scale ones?
I think she's going to send me some.
Yes.
They look cool as shit.
Ooh, they're so
yeah,
cool.
Hopefully, I should just go down the mail right now.
Maybe they're there.
I'm not going to.
No, it's too far down.
I'll get tired. Hockey Man 98, congratulations. Hockey Man.
Hockey Man.
Hockey Man, Hockey Man, Hockey Man.
Hunter Man.
Hockey Man 98, were you born in 1998? Because that's terrifying.
Or did your favorite hockey team win the Stanley Cup in 1998?
That.
It's the Stanley Kubrick.
I don't. No, go on. It's fine.
I don't think it's technically a joke.
Barely a joke.
I was like. I heard more nervous laughter.
Here we are, and see, we're all together and we're laughing. That's community,
oh.
Friends. Let me read you the final pages of Rime of the Frost.
No!
No, but the end of the Rime of the Frost one is like, yeah, COVID happened, and it was weird making an adventure or putting the final touches on an adventure about isolation. But you know, we can all come together as we did in ye old times around the campfire to tell stories. And, you know, that is true. I feel like the playing D&D and other various games online for me, you know, because I have a Star Wars game, I have a Dungeon World game, has been definitely a light at the end of the tunnel. When, obviously, this has been a bad year.
Right? Mm.
But when talking to some of my normie, family, coworker, and friends, it's like, you know, we're fucking set up for shit like this. Like,
yeah, I mean, we hang out with friends online all the time anyway, so it's like not even that bad from that aspect of it.
Right.
We already were in a good situation to hang out with people online, so we've been able to transition to that.
Imagine if you lived on the West Coast right now. Holy shit.
It is bad out there. I think even today, actually, I feel like I saw someone on East Coast talking about it being very hazy, and it was very hazy outside here, and the sun when it was setting was like bright orange, and I'm like, is that my smoke coming over here from West Coast?
Yikes.
I don't think that's those scale dice are out yet.
So they just posted a pic.
Yes.
Damn.
They're going to taste so fucking good.
The mouthfeel. Mm.
I'm going to crunch them and destroy every one of my teeth.
Now that we've given away those dice, let's roll some dice of our own.
Yeah, I guess I'll just roll these Rime of the Frostman dice. Oh my crap! I rolled a natural 20! Are you crapping me right now? $29.99!
I rolled a 1.
Oh! Wait, but Nika wasn't here!
She wasn't there!
I got a 13.
Yeah, Nika, you're not allowed to do it, unfortunately.
Good.
I rolled a funny looking 1. Oh, that's a 7.
This is what is messed up.
A witch's hut 7. So I got a natural 20, and that means I can get anyone to do it. I'm going to phone a friend. I'm going to go random down my phone and see who
Don't do this! Dad?
Not gonna look. Please call your papa.
Not gonna look.
Oh my god, I don't like what's happening. He's gonna call somebody.
You know better than to pick me, I'm just gonna say that.
Microsoft Xbox Live. No, I pick Michael DeMauro.
Oh, nice.
Oh, shit.
Classic. I should pick Mika, but she wasn't here. And all
it's not
stuff.
Allowed.
It's not allowed.
All right, great. I always want to do it. I never get a chance.
We won't let
I've
you.
I've been looking forward to this.
Long time listener, first time reviewer.
So last week, you continued your little sub questy off to get some brain juice from an elder brain to make drugs out of it.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Your buddy Doug Rubble, who is
our best friend.
A little sketchy, but your good pal took you down into a labyrinthian cave. That's probably not a
I have Pat's word. Phone number. I almost flashed it on the stream.
Oh, my God.
And you went and you did fight with Illithid and Elder Brains, and you did kill them just barely.
But, well, because the other thing was that at the beginning of it, Nika... Her eyes went...
Who's Nika?
Sorry.
Lonnie.
Lonnie's eyes rolled back in her head, and she ran down the corridor, and we had to go chasing after her.
Damn.
Yes.
Because she got taken over in the brain zone.
Jennifer, what did you want to say?
Well, I wanted to say, I don't know if you guys remember, but Rowan extremely almost died last time. Mm-hmm. I got down to 19 hit points out of my 175, and like... I would definitely have died because the whole deal with them, right, is that like you die for real.
Mm-hmm. You go to zero.
Yeah. So if you get to zero hit points or if the attack that they do while they have you in their tentacles gets you to zero hit points, they literally in a span of 6 seconds, they're real hungry boys. They eat your brain right up.
Yeah.
It's like a jello shot.
And you are dead.
So I almost died in the episode. It was very dramatic. And we got done with it. It was a long ep. And I was like, I'm going to go downstairs and get myself some water. And do you know what I did? Oh, fell my little ass halfway down the stairs. I slipped. I fucking beefed it. And slid on my
beefed
ass
so
down half of our long stairs. My glasses flew off my face. I threw water everywhere. It was not a great time.
It was very loud, but I was in the middle of uploading my our audio, so I was like,
The cats were very disturbed.
Well, what I thought happened is on your way down, you stepped on a tail, and I was just going to turn the corner, and it was going to be like cat gore and wife gore.
No, for once, I mean, we constantly joke that they are going to kill us.
The cats will kill us.
They love to run in front of us on the stairs, but they were nowhere to be. They were not nearby. It was not their fault. I don't know why I fell.
Jennifer, show your bare ass on street.
No, but I do have a big bruise on it.
Now, what's the difference between beefing it and eating shit?
I feel like beefing... Okay, can I explain what my brain just thought? And I recognize this makes zero sense at all. Eating it, I think, involves you've got to hit your face on something. You got to go face front.
Beefing it is butt.
Beefing it is your butt. Like,
I'm glad, Jennifer, wife
we're
brain.
We're the same wavelength.
Damn, girl have one brain. Between.
One brain. Now, is it possible that I slipped on a clump of cat hair on the stairs? Maybe.
No, I vacuumed it like the 2 days before.
So I really have no idea if I just totally missed the stairs. It felt like I slipped, regardless.
Sometimes you slip.
Sometimes you just fucking slip.
There is one of the stairs that is like slightly broken, and if you step in one spot, you know, that's only if you've. Real, real bad in the old life department.
Honestly, it is a miracle that I have not yet fallen down the stairs.
That's true.
Because we've been in this apartment for 2 years, so could be worse.
Got it out of the way.
I didn't break
it. I fell down on it once, but I was drunk. That's different.
Yeah, I was not. I had like two sips of beer. I had no excuse.
Just to really punch home how close she was to death.
Yeah.
It was Scud was up right after Scud. Was the mind flayer.
I would have died.
And I don't think it can miss when it's,
yeah.
I forget, but I think it auto hits. And so had Scud not killed it, Rowan would be dead. So it's very close.
R.I.P. and faces.
God, I want one of us to have a combat death so bad.
She lived big.
Level 19 combat death versus a type of monster where we are not afraid of.
It's an event, right? Like, it's if that event. Happened, like, that gets talked about.
The thing is, too, that I rolled so bad last episode. Like, so it wasn't even a thing of, like, damn, they're just this powerful. It's like, no, I just rolled, like, absolute
55
garbage.
Damage or whatever, like, auto is a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And but I couldn't make, but because the problem was intelligence saves.
Yeah, that's so funny.
It was very stupid.
Yeah, Lonnie, everyone was just getting fucking sleepy, and Toby had to like fight him by himself. And then
it was a time.
Yeah, it was really funny.
That was rough. That was rough.
So that's what we got to last time. Throw. Without Nika around, apparently Rowan will just die.
Yeah. I picked up Lonnie as though she was a kitty cat or a Scott Stapp or what have you, so that you T-posed in the sky so that you couldn't run and punch us in case you were under the effects of the Elder Brain or whatever.
Damn.
Yes.
That was a good plan.
That was a good plan. I thought about that.
I was with arms wide open.
You were!
Lonnie, yeah. Lonnie would have killed you all so
That's
bad.
True.
Oh, she's Creedness. That's Creed, right?
Yeah. You scooped up all the brain brine, the briny stuff that they make.
Doug Rubble gave us some drugs, I think.
Doug Rubble gave us some drugs, gave me that ring.
And you went back, and I think you guys hung out with Doug Rubble.
Oh, yeah.
So we got tickets to go in to get the, what's his name, Shadow Boy?
The Sorrowful Man.
That's what I said.
So Doug explains to you over drinks, rock candy.
Drugs.
Yeah, crack rocks.
Oh, no. Crack rock. All the candy and all the drugs are all rock based.
Music? Ska.
No! You really think it was rock, huh?
And he explains to you that you have to, one of his family members is the promoter for the Sorrowful Man, and he gives you directions to the promoter's building, where basically you have to go talk to them, just like the Marinette. This guy can set up the match for you.
So directly after our time acquiring drug brain juice, did we go straight to wherever we're going?
You went home. You went not home. You went to the White Flounder, did some partying. And it took a long rest.
Okay, so we
can... Okay, thank God. That's what I wanted to know. Okay, good. Rowan is fully healed up, but she still looks like shit.
You're missing like a chunk of hair in the
back.
Oh,
yeah.
You can't see it. It's like, oh, yeah, you look great. You can't tell there's a beak mark there at all.
I mean, maybe I'll just cut it all off. I mean, maybe. Shave my head.
Sure.
That would be cool.
Let's go directly there.
Okay.
Those mind flayers really beaked it.
Good one.
Nice.
I really thought I was going to die.
Yeah, I thought you were too.
That would have been unfortunate.
And then, but I was going to say, if I killed him, I probably would have said something like, after he ate your brain, like, you're probably still hungry, aren't you? And then your ghost would have left?
Frankly, I don't really know how that works.
Well, you would have woken up in a tube. We should probably have a quick conversation, everyone. and I've probably explained this to Rowan before, and I'll probably explain it to all of you, but let's just do it again.
Is this after the long rest, or...?
Yeah. Yeah, like,
we're
like...
We're all gathered the next morning having hotel breakfast.
Having our...
It's like shitty cold bagels.
Yeah.
They're rock hard.
Oh, yeah. And you know what? They have the little things of cream cheese, but only reduced fat cream cheese. Very pissed.
And it's watery on top.
Oh, it's watery on top.
Michael, how many in-game days has it been since we started the campaign? I think Lonnie's baby is probably ready. I think Scud's could be close because it takes 6 months.
Oh, shit.
No. Yeah, it's probably done.
Cool.
Do you have to wait until one of us dies to pull it out?
That's the thing. I don't know what happens if you die before your baby is grown.
You just have a baby?
Maybe.
Well, what I'm saying is if the baby grows and we haven't died, can it come out and play?
No, I just grow on a new one.
Can we Weekend at Bernie's like marionette this thing? Or
you can. It'll probably kill it.
It's like number 5 from the Umbrella Academy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You're just like a teen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, Man Shun accidentally had all of his clones come to life, and it was a very bad time. So if that happened, it would be bad because they would probably try to kill you.
I feel like being a cavalier with your clones is a recipe for disaster.
And plus, you can't get to them because they're hidden away in Toby's void. So yeah, you know, if you die, you're gonna wake up. It's gonna be very scary.
I thought it was just in like the Weisfire basement. I guess where you like took me down there one time.
Yeah, I moved it.
If you eat your doppelganger, will you gain their strength?
No, opposite. You'll hurt. It will hurt.
If I morph with my doppelganger, will I gain their strength?
No. No. See, the thing is, it's just you.
But I will have 2 sets of legs, therefore I will go twice as fast.
I mean, she's got a point.
Can't argue
no, don't
that.
Don't encourage her.
Lonnie, have you ever seen a caterpillar move?
Yes.
A lot of legs on that caterpillar, but they're just going real slow.
Yeah.
Mm. How do you know that they are not enjoying life?
Oh, so they're stopping smelling the roses.
Because when I try and step on them, they still go real slow.
Perhaps they are accepting of their death, Scud.
All caterpillars are not super chill with being alive right now. Well, anyways, guys, the basic thing is, when you die, you'll probably go to your weird heaven for a second or two, or hell, looking at Scud. and then you'll get ripped right out of there and shoved into this kind of salty, greenish, briny water.
Is it olive juice?
Yours is. Yours is a half olive juice, half pickled juice. Yes, yours is.
She's brined olive.
I knew you'd like it. When I came back, I had just seen Gnome God Garl Glittergold, which is why I am shiny like this. Very curious to see what's going to happen to all you maniacs. But there are spare clothes for each of us. There's like a little locker there with your name on it.
Very thoughtful, Toby, so we don't have to go out of the clone chamber nude.
Really? Yeah, there's like a little wrap on there, you know. I mean, it is. I've seen all of you naked, but it's like a science thing. It's not a big deal.
Yeah.
And I've seen all you naked just because we get naked around each other a lot.
Yeah, I mean, we're a team.
We're a team.
You know, we gotta change in the locker room.
If you cannot show your nether bits, are you really family?
That's so true. And then there's a scroll of teleportation. And then Boris can Marlum and Windlore and Aaron Colleen can assist you there further.
So what I'm hearing is I don't need to remember anything. I'm just going to wake up in a tube if I die. And then they'll deal with it.
Well, yeah, you'll go to wherever you go, and then you wake up in a tube, and then you'll get let
out. Rowan's already forgot about it.
Just don't be freak out.
Done. Check mark.
Rowan and Lonnie are like sticking an arrow into a light socket. Where did a light socket come from? No one knows, but they're just dumb.
We're doing it.
But when we get back, I should probably make additional copies of you just in case anything gets nasty. I have 2 left. Rowan has 1. You each have 1.
Now, Toby, you know, this is all well and good, but wouldn't it be so much simpler to just resurrect their bones as I've been doing for years? Why go to all the trouble?
Where's Akio right now?
Akio is supposed to check in with me by 7:30 3 months ago.
See, yeah, and Akio doesn't talk except for to scream Akio, which I do love.
We all love it. We all love that.
I just love
It's good. This is Bercy here.
I know, I can see you talking.
What happened to your dog?
I don't recall having a dog. You can't prove that I had a dog.
It's in the wiki.
Yeah. Oh shit. I'm sure it'll come up.
In the wiki, they're confused about the dog too.
Mr. Red's mad at you.
So I misplaced a few bones.
Just a few times.
Yeah, so that's what I'm saying is, and we want your... The most important thing to me is to make sure each and every one of you are safe. And that you don't ever die. You know?
Toby, thank you. Thank you for the work you've done. I was very scared for my life earlier, and I wish that I had remembered you had a clone for me during those moments.
It's gonna hurt like shit. When I died, it was horrible.
Toby, I thank you for giving me the gift of eternal life, seeing as the rest of my family is dead, so that I might never join them.
Well, I'm not gonna give you eternal life. I'm just gonna let you die later, you know? Maybe. We'll talk then about that.
But that means that I can work for you guys forever.
Capitalism.
Are our bodies younger or the same age?
They're the age that when I took your fingers.
So younger.
That's why my hair is shorter.
Whoa. So if I die in 20 years, then I get to come back 20 years younger.
Yeah, ruin.
That sounds like a deal. We gotta do that.
Yeah, that's why this body you're looking at is 7 years or like 5 years younger than the body that you met me.
And it's very glittery, so as I've already said.
See how like my hair is completely different? I mean, I look completely different. Same with Rowan. Rowan will be younger, too. You guys won't. You'll be like 6 months younger, depending. I'm assuming you're going to die any day now.
I mean, I don't know why you think that, simply just because we almost died yesterday.
We're fighting gods now. But no, I already got huge chunks of you, Bercy. Don't worry about it. I got Frank's going. His will be done soonish. Percy, you take a little more time, but I got big old chunks of you, buddy. I don't need that. You're all set. I got Marlon.
Big old chunks of
turns
Percy.
Out Marlon and Lindlore and Aaron Colleen had their own gig going, which you're welcome, Michael. See what I did there?
Yeah, I thought they were dead. I thought they were long, long dead.
Anyways, I love you very much, and I'll never let you die, but eventually, like the good place, I guess you can pass on.
Once we get bored.
I will never die. I have solved it.
Toby, if anyone I know was going to never die, it's definitely you, buddy.
Thanks.
I believe in you.
Yeah.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hey everybody, Bachman here. And hey, I get it. Erectile dysfunction is a sensitive topic, and it's difficult visiting a doctor to talk about it because if you go outside, everyone will see you're not hard. Thankfully, through Hims, you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. Hims is changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment options such as chewable hard mints, brand name treatments, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. Answer a series of questions on their site, and a medical provider will determine the right treatment option. If prescribed, your medication ships to you for free, no insurance needed. The process is simple and online, so you can skip all the hard stuff. Save that for your pants. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/greetings. That's hims.com/greetings for your personal ED treatment options. hims.com/greetings. Let's get hard together. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp. Feeling like you're stuck, can't breathe, or that you could explode at any moment? Life is stressful. And whenever it becomes too much to carry, lighten the load with therapy. Recently, I've had life throw a lot at me, and instead of bottling it up like I normally do and keeping it to myself,
I started therapy, and now that weight feels lifted off my chest. If you think it's time to let therapy do the heavy lifting, reach out to BetterHelp. It's entirely online, so it's therapy that's convenient, flexible, and perfectly suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and then you're free to message, video, or phone call your therapist whenever you need. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/dragons to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp.com/dragons.
So are we gonna go fight now?
Sure.
I mean, I feel kind of bad, but mostly fine. Yeah. Probably feel better if I fight some.
Hair the dog.
Yeah.
You just gotta wake up and get your mind flayed.
Yeah. I need it. What if I have a brunch drink called the Mind Flayer?
Ooh.
Just to really like make a joke of it.
Ooh. It has octopus in it.
Ooh. Ooh.
It's a Bloody Mary with a fucking calamari sticking
squid
out of it.
In
yes.
It.
Well, they do like Clamato juice in Canada. It's called a Caesar. It's
no thanks.
Are going on
you know
about
what?
It.
I everything that's bad about America, at least we don't have that. It's all worth it, actually.
You could throw a calamari in there. Yeah, what are you guys going to do?
Let's go.
We got to go find the guy.
Yeah, find Barney Rubble.
No.
Doug
Rubble's cousin is a promoter. I assume same last name. His name's Barney.
Barney Rubble.
Or Bam Bam.
His name is Girth Stoneslab.
Oh.
Girth? Oh, yeah, you mentioned him earlier.
Girth Stoneslab.
You gotta find Girth.
Girth Stoneslab and Jilling the Bonehammer.
Yeah, there's a lot happening.
His friend Chode.
Michael.
Sorry, Girth, what was the last name again?
A lot of masturbatory names in this plane.
Stone Slam?
Slab.
I had to write it down. Girth Stoneslab. Beautiful.
So you head over, you've got impeccable directions from the very literal Doug.
Yes.
What was his last? Doug Rubble.
Doug Rubble.
Sorry, you literally just said it.
Barney.
And you get there, there's a large stone structure. Looks like it's made of marble, which is
That's fancy.
Unusual. It's different than all the other rock around. Like, you haven't seen a lot of marble, so you know what's going on there. There's several floors. Like, a lot of the places are kind of cave-like. Mm-hmm. This is like a freestanding building.
Mm.
And it's got four floors. And a Dao comes up to you and goes, You got some business here? What's going on? Who are yous?
Toby, can you...
Why would I talk to you?
Toby, Toby does the talking. Oh, shit.
Yeah, we're here to see Girth Stoneslab.
Oh, you got an appointment?
Oh, my God. No, his cousin sent us. He owes us a favor.
Who's cousin?
Girth Stoneslab's cousin.
Who's the cousin?
Oh, Doug Rubble.
Doug Rubble.
Yeah, and then I pour out a little bit of the brain goo. Got to meet some of this stuff.
All right, that checks out. Follow me.
Like, all right, they got drugs. Let them in. They got drug components, I suppose, not drugs themselves.
Thanks for handling that, Toby. I just got so nervous.
Yeah, he was big and strong. And also, where's the fucking brochure so I can see why this is made of goddamn marble? They should have brochure stands out.
We need a tour. We need a guided tour.
You have a bus?
Michael, is there a visitor center?
Yeah.
No, this is a private building.
Ooh, I hate that.
You want me to give you the tour? Is that what you're saying?
Ooh, do we have time? Well, I mean, it's pretty cool in here, so like...
I mean, we are already here, why not?
Why not?
How many episodes will it take?
no more than 9.
Okay.
Yeah, let me give you a tour. I'll give you a tour directly to Girth Stoneslab's office. Come with me. It's right up the stairs here.
Michael, I would like to incite him because I don't think he's going to take us right there. I don't trust you.
Classic Lonnie mistrust.
The people who cannot lie.
I got a 13.
Yeah, you think he is taking you to a torture chamber.
No, what? Really?
I look at Rowan and I make... Lonnie is still in the gimp suit, just so we're clear.
Obviously.
And she makes kind of like choking, gagging, finger and hole kind of motions too. And then like stabbing.
Okay. Lonnie
wants to suck this guy's
dick. Do I
need
to, like, roll so
they're taking
just
us to play pool?
See if I understand Lonnie's message. Or do we just.
I'm admiring the crown molding.
You should roll an insight on Lonnie to figure out if you know what she's talking about. Please roll bad.
Daisy chaining it.
Oh, I got a nat 20.
Yeah, you know exactly what Lonnie's trying to tell you.
Because they stick your finger in the hole and they have a little thumb screw at the end. Come on. Rowan fucking knows this.
Chinese finger crab.
Yes. So Rowan's now on high alert. And I'm trying to think of what how because I don't want to like alert the guy that I know what his deal is. So how is he just walking in front of us right now?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so
it's right this way.
Rowan,
who's in this painting?
I'm sorry.
Who's in this painting? It's such a nice painting.
It's that is actually a painting of Girth Stone Slab.
Ooh.
Yeah, it's done with it's actually a chalk painting.
Huh.
Yeah.
Is it really a painting if it is chalk?
Well,
they make chalk paint.
Yeah, they make chalk paint. He's right.
I mean, shit.
I guess I could have misspoke too. Sorry I put you in that situation.
No, I was confused, but you know, that's fine. We're all friends here. You guys are Doug Rubble's buddies, so, you know.
Yeah.
You're okay with me.
Who are you?
Who am I, you ask?
Yeah, who are you?
We didn't ask that.
Who, me? You should have, though. That was very rude of us.
I didn't ask.
Yeah.
Oh.
Who, me?
Who, me? Oh, man. A little comedy, big, big joke.
My name's Bobby Boulder.
That's a cool name. I love that name.
Hey, thanks.
Now, is your name Robert Boulder, or is it Bobby Boulder?
I don't understand the question.
Is your name Robert Boulder, or is it Bobby Boulder?
I literally just told you it's Bobby Boulder.
While this conversation is happening between Bobby Boulder and Lonnie, Rowan makes eye contact with Toby and is like...
I know, this is embarrassing. No, did you hear me mess up that painting thing? I look like an idiot.
He's bad.
What? How?
Don't trust
me. I cast a message.
What's up? Lonnie made contact with me, and she said, do not trust him. He's taking us to a freaking torture chamber.
Oh.
Okay. So keep your eyes peeled. And, like, not torture peeled.
It's the door right here at the top of the stairs.
Scud is the only one of us who doesn't know what's up. It's just like...
I send message to Scud. He might be leading us to some torture zone, so just don't walk in any doors until we feel safe.
But the tour!
Right, if he takes us to, and I say this to everybody, if he takes us to a obviously set up cool torture room, we're going in because it's part of the tour, I guess. Okay, go ahead.
Anyways, we're here.
All right, open the door.
He opens the door.
What's in there?
It appears to be a lavishly furnished corner office.
See? Come on.
Is there anything in the hallway, like any sort of decoration, maybe a magazine sitting on a bench?
There are no benches. There are many paintings / drawings in chalk, all of Girth Stone Slab.
He loves chalk.
Can I take one of them and kind of frisbee it across the room to set off any traps that might be there?
Oh, my God.
Wait, the painting from the wall?
Inside the nice house, the nice
like
room?
Just one of the small ones. Just one that's a...
Excuse me, if you could not handle the artwork, it was commissioned, it is quite expensive. Yeah, just follow me in the room, and he walks in the room.
Oh, he walks in first. Okay.
As Lonnie is doing an amazing distraction, Toby hides behind something, and then sends a fake Toby inside. Wow, what a cool place. And then I message him and went, let my fake Toby go in first. Wow, this is such a great room, I'm in here.
I am definitely in this room right now.
I love nothing more than to be in this room.
I'm standing here. My guard's down.
Mr. Stone Slab, you have some visitors here for you.
And a man behind a large marble desk turns around in his chair. And it's another Dao. This one is even bigger and beefier than the other ones.
Damn.
Take that, Pat.
Oh, hey,
Welcome. Who, may I ask, are you?
Well, we are friends.
Oh, come in, everyone. Come in. Come into the room.
We like slowly like...
What if we all just stayed at the front door or at the...
I'll stay outside. Just don't touch my... Okay, I infused my fake with flesh. But still don't touch it. It's kind of weird. It has no muscles, just flesh.
Okay. Ooh. Okay.
I imagine that, like, all of our, like, heads were just peeking in the doorway, but, like, in reverse order, so tallest on the bottom.
does he walk forward?
Illusion Toby is in the room first. He's looking around.
Phoebe.
But then real Roby is out in the hallway, hiding behind, like, I don't know.
Statues.
Okay. Yeah. But Phoebe walks forward. And does anything happen?
No, nothing happens to Roby.
Then Rowan walks behind him.
I go into the room.
Rowan gets electrified.
No!
Just kidding. you want to roll perception for me?
Yeah. I roll that dice that did me good earlier. That was less good. but 18. I got an 18 still.
So you don't see anything that looks dangerous. There is another DAO in here.
Okay.
Along with...
Like a guard or something? Or an assistant?
He's standing in the corner and he's looking attentively at you, but just seems to be kind of hanging there.
A valet. Right.
A valet, yes.
He loves his job.
Yeah, so Roy walks forward and is like... Yeah, so Doug Rubble, you might know him. He sent us here.
That's my cousin. Doug Rubble is a good guy. He's been working on getting a new shipment of brain juice.
Oh, yeah, we help with that.
Helped with that.
It was a pretty close call. I almost died.
This is it. This is my favorite Michael voice.
Can we get you some water or something, bro? Or...
No, I'm okay.
I don't know. He picks up like something that looks like just a piece of rock and puts it in his mouth and starts chewing on it.
Oh my god, he's eating rocks!
Anyway.
What a power move.
What can I do for you? Any friend of Doug Rubble's is a friend of Girth Stoneslab.
Oh. Well, I mean, we were hoping to.
Sarfo man.
Oh, yeah.
So wait, are you all in the room now?
I go into the room. Lonnie goes into the room.
Yeah, I guess Toby, real Toby walks in like, oh, okay.
There's two of you.
Gone! Another one disappears and a bunch of bats fly out the room.
Oh, man.
Oh, my. Are you like a singing telegram or some sort of entertainer, a jester of some kind? Is it my birthday? I always forget.
Yes. Yes, it's your cousin sent you, and then I turn into 67 Girthstone slabs.
Happy birthday!
Whoa! Oh my gosh, it's my favorite thing. It's me.
I turn back to Toby. Yeah, we need to see the sorrowful man. Yeah, because this guy right here, Scott, he's the best freaking trainer in the freaking world. Show him.
What?
I throw out my cards. They're all foil. Every single one.
Ooh, those are nice.
They're rare. I got one covered in brain juice. It's pyre, weirdly.
So you want I see. Tomorrow's Earth Stomp 42 and you want in. Is that right?
Listen, it's not so much that I want in, it's that you want me in.
Oh,
beautiful.
Nice.
I don't, though. I barely know you.
No, I thought that was going to go. Yes, I want in. I don't know why I'm talking with your accent now.
No, push it. Push it. Show him.
You will want him in once you know him.
Show him your other badge and then say that you're related to Jilling.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm... First of all, okay, I found my voice again.
I can get you like a minor match against some other newbie if that's what you want.
Nah, I'm here for it all.
What do you mean?
That I'm gonna win. I'm gonna be the very best at bone cards.
The very best is the sorrowful man, so.
I'm gonna make the sorrowful man eat his own stomach.
Are you coming into my office and telling me that you want a match with the champion, the sorrowful man, when all I have on you is, well, I mean, Doug Rubble's a good guy, but
listen, you can make the match, or I'll find him in the street, take him out there, and you'll sell none of the tickets.
Just tell him, show him the badge.
That's very aggressive.
Show him the badge.
Listen, this is that kind of aggression you're going to want to see in your ring tomorrow.
I mean, it sounds like
at Earthstop.
It sounds like Scud's doing an intimidation check.
It sure does.
Hell yeah.
Why not?
Why not?
Oh, 16. That's got to be good. What's my intimidation? Negative 16. That's an 18 intimidation.
That's pretty good.
I think it's more of a persuasion because I'm not threatening him so much as like.
That was kind of threatening.
You did threaten to fight him in the street. You're going to make him eat his stomach.
Yeah.
But I'm not threatening the person. I'm not threatening Girth.
Yeah, but if I like want someone to give me a free cake, I'm like, I'm going to fucking kill your kids. It's like, well, what about you?
But to his point. The whole thing is he's going to want to fight him anyway. He's just saying he's going to fight him in the street instead of the arena.
Yeah.
Damn, that is
chaotic.
Damn,
that's airtight.
Do you have you ever taken on a battle of this magnitude? I mean, this is a championship bout. Have you fought another champion and maybe, you know, but like not against someone who would go easy on you, like a, you know, not like a friend, a family member, or something like that.
Scud, who now has his back turned, if for no other reason than to strike a cool anime pose, like turns around and flips like a coin, flips the badge over to Girth.
Yeah, is that Girth?
I see. This is promising, but I have to warn you, this awful man. He studied with Master Alder, the champion of Unova, so, I mean...
Unova?
Yeah.
Go on.
Scud, you immediately recognize that name as the man who rescued you in the monastery back when everyone else got killed.
That's right. I immediately recognized that. I'm glad that you noticed.
He's the guy who you, kind of idolized.
It's a big deal, actually.
So Scud starts immediately sweating, but still trying to, like...
The guy who gave you the skull coin that got you into the first match.
Whoa.
Yeah,
that guy.
That's fine. That's
you still
fine.
Have a skull coin?
Oh, yeah, I still have the skull coin. Scud, like, pulls it out and it goes in a drain pipe.
So you really... I don't know. I'm on the fence here. And no, I'm not on a fence. That would be ridiculous. I am unsure as to whether or not I should give you a match. But you know what? I usually like to leave it up to my boys. And so let's see. Hey, Perry Pebble, go get this awful man, bring him in here, and we'll ask him if he wants to have a match with this guy.
Okay, boss.
Michael, I love whenever you play the NPC talking to the NPC.
Me too.
And you pause like you're waiting
like
for one of us.
and then I start to get stressed. I'm like, should I answer this? Yes.
He wants me to be the sorrowful man right now. Okay. I know it.
So Perry Pebble goes and credit to Pat Edwards. I stole Bobby Boulder and Perry Pebble from him.
Very good.
Those were other names he was considering other than Doug Rubble.
All right, well, let's hear Perry Pebble talking to the sorrowful man. We gotta hear that scene.
Well, you're not in the room, so he stomps off.
Scud's gotta take his shirt off before the sorrowful man gets here.
And we gotta oil you up. We gotta, like, really lube you up.
Well,
so
you're already so moist. What have you been doing?
It's like you oil me up and it separates all of
Yeah.
we don't have any more oil. We used it all the last fight, so we just use mayonnaise.
Oh, yeah.
It's so good for your skin.
I'm like a ham sandwich.
I've been putting a lot of oil on Lonnie because she won't take the gimp suit off. It's very gross.
I'm making soup.
Ew!
Honestly, at this point, it's chowder.
Ew! Oh. I'm going to kill you.
That's the grossest. So after a minute, you hear footsteps and in comes Perry Pebble. And right behind him walks in a humanoid person.
I've got my back turned. That's my bit. My back is turned to anybody I'm talking to.
So you're not like turned in like the weird corner.
Yeah.
And so it's the sorrowful man. He is wearing that wooden mask you saw in the poster, and with the sort of tears sort of etched and streaked down this wooden mask. It's basically a plain wooden mask with eye holes, tears coming down.
Jesus Christ.
Maybe a little frowny mouth.
That's very scary, actually.
From his body type and the way he moves, you'd say he definitely has elvish blood in him.
Okay. It
seems like he's probably an elf of some
elegant.
Sort.
Elegant.
He does. He moves, you know, fluidly. Mm. But I wouldn't say he's dressed elegantly. He has a fur ruff around his neck. But he's also wearing sort of stained overalls with no shirt, and his feet are completely bare.
Oh, what
the fuck?
And he walks in. He scans the room. He seems to sort of jump a little bit, and then he bolts and jumps through the window of the second floor building, and it just tears off.
Okay, I didn't see that coming. That's a power move.
You scared him away, bro.
And
wait, is that Uthgar too?
And Girth Stone Slab goes,
"What the heck happened? What? Where's he going?"
It seems as though your best fighter got scared of Scud. One look at him shirtless, and he ran from the building.
It's like he's never seen an oiled up man before.
Lonnie, should you go chase him and grab him or something?
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, bring it back here.
I too run out of the window. The same.
Lonnie's still in the gimp suit. Just a reminder for everyone.
What floor are we on?
Second floor.
Okay.
20 feet off the ground.
So you, are you going out the window or?
Yeah, just the same way. Not the same window, but another window.
Crash.
Another one. The one just next to it.
Right in the opposite direction. Yeah.
You jump out the window and roll perception for me.
Oh, I rolled a nat 20.
Sick.
Plus holy shit.
Perception? An 11, so a 31, Michael.
That's pretty good. You immediately see him, and you are shocked at how far away he is.
Whoa.
Damn.
So
he is running very fast.
Wait a minute. He runs so fast. I wonder, does he eat ass? I must ask him. Okay, I run after him.
Now's not the time for slam poetry.
Oh, it's exactly time for slam poetry. Time. That's how she gets her power.
How fast does he go?
Very, very fast.
Okay.
So fast that I had to message you today and ask you how many feet that Lonnie could run. Yeah, so, all right, well, then we're going to have a little baby skill challenge just for Lonnie, I guess.
Hell yeah.
I love a skill.
Hell yeah.
Just a little of Lonnie special.
Okay.
So what are you going to do to try to catch up to him? He's basically running across building tops right now.
Okay, in my head, I want to set the scene. This is animated Aladdin 93 version.
Yes.
I can't remember which one it is.
Yes.
And the song.
That's
what's going on.
Red line. You know it.
Yeah, exactly. And Lonnie's like, I'm in a gimp suit. And then running off, bouncing off buildings, everything. So I want to use survival in the streets.
Oh,
streetwise.
You might call it a streetwise.
Oh,
but I'm going to call it a survival.
Sick.
Can I do that, Michael?
Sure.
All this for a loaf of bread?
Okay, I rolled a 5 plus an 11, a 16.
So what were you trying to do again? Run me through it.
Lonnie is trying to use angles and hardcore parkour, but like use it as jumping off points. But use survival through knowing streetways because of things that Skipper has told us.
Or like your time surviving on the streets.
Yeah,
in
like
other
cities. You know how to like do a little jump off of an awning to get yourself.
Yeah, not in a way that's like dexterous, but in a way that's like, oh, I've done this before in a city and not died, you know?
Exactly.
So that's going to fail.
Fair.
You are actually, I mean, you do it and you're running across the buildings and whatnot, but you realize that you're actually losing ground on him because he's going so fast.
Damn.
As Lonnie's running, does she see a townsperson who recognizes her and says, getting into trouble a little early today, aren't you, Lonnie?
And Lonnie's like, I've never seen you before in my life.
We just got here.
How'd you know my name?
But she does go and steal a chunk of rock candy and gives it to the lady.
Oh, nice.
Do I think I can? I think I can. I think I will chase for 1 minute, and if I cannot catch up within 1 minute, then I will run back. I will make them wait for 2 minutes.
Get them.
So what? How are you gonna catch up to them?
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. You're like, tell me. I would like to use
big numbers, big numbers, big numbers. We got this.
Acrobatics. Okay. I want to find a bazaar that we are running through. Mm-hmm. And perhaps there is a truck, not a truck, a
wagon?
A rock-drawn carriage that is being pulled. And it has caught on it a stretchy curtain. And I would like to use the stretchy curtain and run into it and catapult myself.
Yes, sicko mode.
Nice.
And use acrobatics to be able to.
That's definitely some ribbon dancer. What do you call them? Not ribbon dancer. Like when you dance with the like.
It is a ribbon, right?
The fabric. Like you hang from it and do stuff. Whatever that's called.
Cirque du Soleil.
Yeah, it's very Cirque du Soleil, is what I was thinking.
I don't know what that's called.
Yes. I got a 28.
Whoa!
You make up a bunch of ground.
Woo! Yes.
You can start to make him out a little bit better. He slides down a railing of some sort. He's doing all kinds of parkour shit. He's jumping over stuff. He runs in front and there's a cabbage cart and he knocks that over and cabbages go everywhere.
Not the cabbages.
And so how are you gonna get around that?
Okay, I want to actually...
My cabbages!
how thick are the cabbages?
These are massive cabbages. These are massive underground cabbages. They're all like kind of like white, but like really big. And like 3 feet.
What?
By,
shit.
Yeah,
three
massive
big cabbages?
Fuck, the big cabbages!
I want to be big!
Okay.
Okay.
Do cabbages count as animals?
Definitely not.
Cabbage handling. There should be a cabbage handling skill, okay?
Yeah.
Could I do a performance?
I mean, there are animals nearby, if that helps.
No, I think a performance might be better. And I would like to perform a bowling move and use one of those cabbages to roll into him like a pin.
Ooh, that's so smart.
Okay. All right.
Do you have a high performance?
No.
I like get creative.
I got an 11 total.
Oh yes.
So you're like kicking the cabbages towards him, or what are you doing?
Well, your guess is as good as mine. I got an 11. So I think Lonnie has the idea, but then she really falters in the execution. Ooh. And she kind of has to stop and granny roll the cabbage towards him.
No. Yeah, you don't realize how dense these are. Actually super dense.
Oh man,
cabbages
they just thunk.
As well as large. Okay. Large.
They roll like so slow, it's really sad.
Yeah.
Like when you fucking bowl and it's like really bad, you like throw it right up in the air and just goes like dunk on the ground.
Oh shit. Oh, I failed, didn't I? That was 3. Damn it, I just had a really good idea.
What was your idea?
Well, my other idea was to go invisible and then use stealth to be able to sneak up on him, but like be running and sneak up. He would think he just lost me. Mm. So he would slow down and I would keep going and my stealth would inevitably.
That's a great idea.
Well, he looks behind him and he seems nervous and he continues to run and he starts to run in towards a crowded town center-y kind of thing.
And I cannot follow him at this point.
Yeah, you can keep following him. Sure.
Okay. Do I have an inkling of who it could be?
I don't know.
Can I roll an insight?
Sure.
Well, I got a 7. An 18. I hope I have no clue.
18's not horrible.
18's pretty good. Who do you think it is?
I think it's Lonnie.
No, you're Lonnie.
No, I'm Lonnie.
You mean Lanny? Lonnie.
Yeah, how do you say it?
Well, I thought it was Lanny.
I think it's L-O-N-N-Y.
Lonnie.
Lonnie.
Is that what it is?
Lonnie
and Lonnie.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh no, I'm gonna have a real hard time with this.
You believe that you recognize the ruff around this person's neck as the possum wine holding implement once owned by your brother.
Oh no.
What? He killed your brother.
I stop and I yell out, I got egg salad sandwich to spare. It's mama's recipe. I'm at the White Flounder. And then I give my room number because Lonnie's an idiot.
The whole plaza.
The code is 1111.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
You hear, you can't be here. And he disappears around a corner.
Well, I am.
He's gone.
Yeah, I guess I run. I guess I'll run back. I climb up through the outside. Like, I feel it's like a weird shimmy crawl.
It's very scary. Very horror movie.
All right, you the ring your way back into the.
Yeah, I crawled upside down.
I get backwards. You're back.
Y'all, you guys do not believe who I just ran into.
Who? Doug?
That was my brother.
Holy fuck!
What?
Where is he?
Yeah.
You just let him leave?
Well, I mean, through lots of trials and tribulations.
You're covered in cabbage.
He did get the best of me. Turns out he is a little faster, and I do not know why. I will ponder upon that later. But I did find out that he said I cannot be here, but I am here. So he's wrong, which is his mistake.
Well, that's a clue, I guess.
That is his first downfall.
That's a clue.
And she will look at Scud and say, Scud, you will vanquish him. We will weaken him with the details of our family. And she said, no, I'm just joking.
Well, the problem still is we have to...
Wait, is the guy still... Wait, is what's his face still in the room with us while we're talking about this?
Hey, where did he go? Is your brother?
Yeah, he's my brother. Where does he live? You got his address?
He lives here.
Oh, also, y'all, I shouted our address. I shouted our hotel number because I told him where he could find me, but I kind of shouted it in the middle of a large town square. So if we get a lot of visitors tonight, that is it.
We gotta move hotels.
I ain't never seen him act in such a way. I'm very confused.
How long has he been here?
Well, he's been champion for a year.
Wait a minute. That makes sense. How did he come here? Did he come here with the mask? Did he make that mask?
I don't even know his name.
Oh, it's Lonnie.
Okay. Isn't your name Lonnie?
Yeah, they're spelled differently. Mama was big on spelling, less on saying.
Go figure.
Your mom was big on spelling? I cannot believe that at all.
My mama was the best speller in Arkansas. She was the one who named the state.
Toby's just in the back. No, no.
That's not true. That's not true.
He came with Master Alder. That's how he got here.
Wait a minute. And Lonnie turns to Scud. Scud, does that mean that you two are my brother?
Lonnie, I've always considered myself to be your brother.
Oh, damn.
Because Toby's my dad.
Yeah.
And then you're my brother. Wait, Toby is my... Wait.
Mother?
Scud is trying to remember what are members of a family.
We will figure out our family tree. Well, I think I would like his address, please.
He lives here.
What do you mean he lives here?
You're standing in it.
He lives here in this building.
Will you take us to his room?
Oh
my god, I bet he has a diary.
I mean, I feel like that might be, it's his personal room. I don't know.
Well, I'm his immediate family. I'm pretty sure. Toby, please back me up on this. I might have some legal rights to that room.
Yeah.
You're his immediate family, but why'd he run away?
Well, he ran away because he is afraid of facing the past.
And the gimp suit.
And the gimp suit. Actually, you know, now that I... No. No, I got the ferret. He knows about the ferret.
Oh.
Huh.
That's cute. That's beautiful.
Well, I mean, Rowan starts to get kind of like, stressed. Like, well, we don't want to keep bothering you, Gerstone's lab. Maybe we should just go back to our hotel.
Yeah.
I mean, we still want to... Actually, can we circle up? Can we have a little team moment? A little team moment over here?
Sure.
go out into the hallway away from...
No, no. I bring in the middle of the thing and then put a little box around us.
Okay.
Can't hear, but we will run out of air in 20 minutes.
Okay, we gotta make it fast then.
Well, 20 minutes.
So wait, Lonnie, he said that you shouldn't be here?
He said I can't be here, but can't implies, you know, that I can't be here, but I am here. So I think what he meant was shouldn't.
Do you think that maybe he means something is dangerous? Were you here?
Oh, a classic protect you situation.
Maybe. Perhaps, and that is why he ran away.
I mean, what if he hung out around here and caught him when he was trying to come back in?
Ooh,
to his
great,
room?
Great thinking.
Yes. I think that would be perfect because you can hide in plain sight.
That's right.
I can make myself invisible. Toby can vanish, and Scud can battle him in the street just like he threatened.
Oh, I'm loving it. I mean, does it still count if you battle him in the street?
Yeah, he'll give you the badge, right? I mean...
Yeah, it's not like a tournament thing to get the badge. You just have to beat the Sorrowful Man, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, but I want an audience.
We don't need a free weight for Bone Smash or whatever. Dirt Smash.
Earth Smash.
I want to take him on at SummerSlam.
We'll make our own Earth Smash.
All right, so the plan is we're going to friggin' stalk your brother?
I think that sounds like a wonderful idea. I would like to stalk my blood family with my current family.
Hell yeah.
Wow. All right,
and I get rid of...
Bring it all together.
Our box. Hi.
Right, waiting right outside the box is Bobby Boulder. And he goes,
hey, I'm concerned. I'm a little concerned. I'm kind of like best buds with the Sorrowful Man. I don't know his name or nothing, but you know, sometimes he confides in me and I feel like he's been...
But not his name.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, I don't like to pry.
The most basic information.
Well, he just goes by Sorrowful Man. I call him SM sometimes. I'm a bit of a rebel. Sometimes I like to shorten things. But he's been talking lately about maybe he gets real down. He gets real down. He cries a lot.
Oh, weird. Surprising.
Yeah. No, it's like his thing. And sometimes I get worried about him. Yeah, the other day he was talking about how his plans weren't working. And he was talking about going to the Night Zone. Which is a very dangerous place.
The Night Zone?
Yeah, that's what Lonnie used to always go to. That's what he said whenever he would go out and he would hunt pigs. But he didn't really hunt pigs. He made mud pies all day. He called it the Night Zone.
Is there a Night Zone here? Is it like a club? Is
yeah. Like- No. It's a zone of darkness. Because bad and evil things... Sometimes people go there when they've had enough... And they don't want to be around no more.
Oh.
That's very dark.
Yeah,
it's dark. Saying, trigger warning. Sorry.
And you're afraid that he's gone there now.
I think that's what, I mean, I've been worried about him. Anyway, so.
Wait, I'm sorry. I think that we glossed over one, like, kind of big thing. What were his plans? You said they weren't working.
I don't like to pry. Like I said.
Oh, well, maybe next time, pry a little more.
This is Jennifer outside. Do we think this guy might be convinced with a slap a little gold across his hand? He might remember some more
Ooh.
Stuff?
Ooh, I love the bribe. I love the
yeah,
bribe.
Yeah, let's do it. Let's
give
bribe
him $1,000. That's been working for me.
If bribing him doesn't work, then Lonnie will pull out like something that's like a silly family heirloom that used to like... belong to him as a kid and give it to him since they're such good friends.
Let me stop you there. I really don't know anything else.
Damn it.
I cannot take
it. I was ready to bribe.
All right, you drive a hard bargain. Here's 10,000 gold.
All right, where's this Night Zone? Because you're afraid he's going to go tonight.
I worried. I mean, maybe, I don't know. I mean,
he seemed, Lonnie, from what you said, he seemed upset. He ran away, so... You should probably go check on him, right?
He was being extremely emotional, which is okay if he wants to do that, but maybe he could talk about it.
We all get that way, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's healthy to be emotional.
So true. And if you get that way, you just gotta talk to someone who cares.
And so we should be there for him.
Yeah.
In the night zone.
In the night zone.
Let's go fuck up my brother.
All right. Where's the night zone? It sounds so scary.
It's over this way.
Okay, cool.
Here, give me your map. I'll mark it on your map.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And as he marks it on your map, we will end this episode. Oh,
go into the night zone, baby, this evening.
Working on the night
zone. Wow. Intrigue. Wow. I did not think this was going to happen on this night.
Michael.
Man, if only you guys had gone to the air zone, we wouldn't have back-to-back family members.
Well, no, I cannot wait to see what happens to the air zone.
Well, there's something weird in there.
If there's not,
who knows?
That's where fucking Gary
maybe
is.
Maybe if somebody had like told us a little bit about the different zones before we went.
If somebody had given me a chance to to manipulate you in some way.
We weren't interested.
The air zone's so cool.
No. Anyways, another thing that is cool is reviews, everyone. As we all know, podcast downloads are down about 20% across the market. So the more people you tell, the better for all of us. I love you so much. Flyjax Ketot says, the reason I listen to podcasts, g'day mate, I was going to wait until I fully caught up with the shows. It's taken me about 6 months to get to episode 3 or 1, and it's never a dull moment. The best way to describe this podcast is that of a letter. Tim is the header of the letter. He's bold, he stands out even as a gnome, and is loud. They should have gotten your sister first and the second. I agree. Jennifer is the delicate scribbing of words, adding intrinsic actions despite her canon bad rolls, which is why she eats the bacon. Nika, with her sneakish, roguish archetypes and always skeptical of DM roles, adds strength and meaning to the words within. Bachman and his crazy yet awesome chaotic neutral characters. Hashtag shiny rounds is the bit that holds the envelope and everyone else together. And Mike, well, he's the postman, making sure this letter and everything within it gets the right place it needs to go. Cheers.
And we love the post office, don't we, folks?
We love the post office.
We love the postman.
Kefius says, level 20 bound. This show is fantastic story crafting by wonderful people. It is very worth it to listen / slab it up from episode 1. Battle through the first 30 or so episodes as they get their bearings and enjoy all the rest. Despite 340 episodes at the time of this review, it's been a joyous ride to listen to these friends roughly play Dungeons & Dragons. Thanks so much. Nicole C. says, I discovered this podcast a few months ago and began binging it instantly. I'm writing this review after finishing episode 106. It's great to listen to on my commute to work and from school, and it has me actually looking forward to morning traffic.
Oh.
Thank you. Call Me Blood Drinker says, I just played Drinks and Daggers and I loved it. My girlfriend, who has never heard of the podcast, also loves
it. Hell yeah.
It. Spoilers.
Nice. By Drinks and Daggers.
You cannot play as Thrifty, who is the goat. Please, please do a random encounters of all you playing Drinks and Daggers. 7777 Darkblade Dragonborn World 01. Praise Gar. Michael, do you think you're going to add a U? That'd be weird, right? Like,
that would be so weird.
Just Michael's face.
Just pretend I'm Roz.
It's Michael.
Yeah, I guess you are Roz, right? And Frank. What's up?
Lucan.
Zerd. Yazdeer.
A lot of them.
You're so many people when you think about it.
Too many.
Wiggins. B Radical says, thanks so much for the work you guys put into this. I've listened to an almost embarrassing amount of this content from you folks, and has brought me so much glad. Much love. The Iron Woodman says, I'm literally dying listening to Sweetie's Day. Y'all are having so much fun figuring out all the abilities that don't work on Sweetie's Day.
Sweetie's was very good.
That was fun. I had no choice but to update my review. You guys are too good. 5 stars. Well done.
That was my favorite.
Bidian, 335 episodes in 1 weeks. Nika, Jennifer, Tim, Mike, and Bachman make an amazing group. Love you all so much. Two people calling you Mike. No one. What is this? No one calls
what?
Michael DeMauro Mike.
Is it what? A lot of people do.
Oh, they do?
Mm. Yeah, mostly like mechanics and
hey,
people I work with who I just met.
I gotta tell you, Mike, this don't look good.
Hey,
you gotta clean these filters.
Oh, your car's fucked up, bro.
Oh, the filter's like a couple things. You guys inspired me to start playing D&D after never playing my entire life. Second, I found this podcast while listening to another one. I know, crazy, right? And I fell in love with it ever since. I'm still slowly catching up since starting from episode 1. I'm currently in episode 229. You guys made mention of finally being on Spotify. clarify. I'm shocked that it took you so long to finally get here. I can't wait to finally catch up and watch the Twitch stream, only to listen to the episode later on. Thank you so much. The Soda Bob, oops, says, goofy fun with underlying brilliance. A few years ago, I started from the beginning, and I've been binging the podcast 20 minutes at a time on the way to and from work. I'm finally caught up with reality, which is a strange feeling. I will now have to learn how to cope with waiting a week between episodes like all the other poor saps. Your podcast is, on the surface, quite goofy in a fun and entertaining way, but that's just a veneer. The tales and characterizations the players weave with the help of the DM are funny, yes, but even beyond that, the story that unfolds is filled with brilliance. Thanks so much. Artemist says, one of the first podcasts I ever listened to starting 3 years ago. I started episode 1 and have now listened to over 400 hours of this crew from this podcasts and venturing to their other podcasts. If you enjoy a wonderful group of friends engaging in humorous adventures and crazy shenanigans, this is the show for you. Thanks so much.
That's us.
Lotus Scar says, these friends are so fantastic and fun. It convinced me to join a friends D&D group as a tiefling. Cannot say enough great things about this podcast and people. And Mitch Shroom says, this is my third edit of this review, but I caught up. It is now my life goal to be friends with people long enough to have a 7+ year long D&D campaign. I will cry when you finish. And ASAP, I'm going to hug all of you at GeeklyCon.
Nice.
Oh, hopefully next poor year. Fool. Hopefully next year.
Poor fool. This is from December 19th. So.
Oh, the more innocent times. Yeah. It is fun to think about that we've had a 7-year D&D. Wait, longer than that, right? But I guess like all of us being on together for 7 years. That is fucking long time.
It's a long time.
To be playing a campaign.
It's almost a decade.
That's so fucking long. Yeah. We fucking did it.
What?
And I still like playing with you guys.
Same, bro.
It's fun. It's fun. Hell yeah.
We're going to do this till we die.
Yeah.
Fuck everyone else.
Hell yeah.
Fuck them. Only D&D. That's it.
All right. Well, if you want to get in touch with us, we're on Twitter. We're at Geekly Anchor, at D&D Podcast. Or on Instagram at Greetings Adventurers. I'm at Thrifty Nerd.
I'm at Tim Lanning.
I'm at Jennifer Cheek.
I'm at Nika _ Howard.
I'm at the Mike Bachman.
Didn't get your fill of action and adventure in this episode of Greetings Adventurers? Well, make sure to head over to GeeklyInc.com where you can find other thrilling podcasts, fan art to make you blush, and gear to level up your adventuring quest. When you've finished going to the night zone, head on over to Apple Podcast or your other podcast app of choice to leave us a 5-star rating and review. Also, don't forget to head over to patreon.com/dndpodcast. Once you become a patron, you have access to exclusive content that you won't be able to find anywhere else. New episodes come out every Monday, so go subscribe, get your quest log filled, and get ready for things to get dicey.
Thank you, everybody. We'll see you next week. Until then, keep it dicey. This episode was from Sirenscape. Enhance your gaming table at Sirenscape.com.
The songs Cryptic Sorrow, Beauty Flow, Dark Standoff, Apprehension, iTech, Heartbreaking, Ominous Intro, Zombie Chase, Crisis, Dangerous, and Phantasm are by Kevin MacLeod at Incompetech.com. Licensed under Creative Commons by Attribution 3.0. creativecommons.org/licenses/by/3.0.
Hold up.
What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
ACAST powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So, Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel. A pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
8. Sick.
Nika, you're such a champion for doing your deal, even with your throat like that.
Oh.